Does chance happen to all of us? Most versions of the Bible have Ecclesiastes 9:11 translated something similar to what the King James Version has. Time and chance happens to all of them. The Hebrew word translated chance is pega. It has the following words associated with its definition: impact, happening, occurrence, incident, encounter, intercession, to come together in meeting, circumstantial event, literally, the coming to meet. Any insertion of chance into the definition of pega is merely human interpretation. Green's literal translation has, for time and occurrence happen to them all. Albert Barnes wrote regarding this phrase, pega is that which comes to us from without, one of the external events described in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. The word does not mean chance, independent of the ordering of divine providence, the Gentile notion of mere chance or blind fate. The various other ways that the King James Version translates pega are come, cause to entreat, fall, meet, reach, intercession, intercessor, entreat, lay, light, prayer, reach, run. For example, note how the King James Version translates pega in Genesis 32:1. And Jacob went on his way, and the angel of God met him. Met is the word pega. Was this meeting by chance or divine appointment? Here's what John Gill said on this subject. Pega, or event, which is under the wise direction and order of the providence of God, with respect to whom nothing comes by chance, and it is rendered occurrence in 1 Kings 5:4. And so it is here by the Septuagint version, occurrence or event. And Aben Ezra interprets it superior ordination. It is something we meet or meets us by divine appointment. Come never comes into play in God's creation. The simple fact is that divinely appointed times and events happen to us all.